This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the United States, social media has been abuzz. President Trump commented that there will be a full federal report, and protests have erupted over the death of a black man in police custody who died in Minnesota, Minneapolis. Or I should say Minneapolis, Minnesota. The protest rocked Minneapolis for the second straight night, and one person was killed in what police were investigating as homicide amidst the violence that included looting and setting fires. The protests began outside the police precinct in the part of the city where 46-year-old George Floyd died on Memorial Day. Four Minneapolis officers were fired after video footage showed one of them kneeling on the handcuff Floyd's neck until he became unresponsive. In California, hundreds of people protesting Floyd's death blocked the Los Angeles freeway and shattered windows of California Highway Patrol cruisers on Wednesday. More than 355,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 100,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is more than 5.7 million globally and about 1.7 million in the U.S. Businesses across the country surveyed by the Federal Reserve don't appear to share President Trump's and the administration's optimism about a rapid economic recovery starting this summer. The Federal Reserve released a report and saying that it draws on business context from the central bank's 12 regions and details the economic damage in April and May as measures to combat the spread of the coronavirus outbreak. The report known as the Beige Book noted the Fed's business contacts were less than about the economy's outlook. President Donald Trump has forecast some great numbers, though. This is VOA News.